Did you know that in the complete Jewish Bible, Passover is mentioned 17 times in the Gospels alone? When I talk about Passover, many will ask, how does it relate to Yeshua? How are his death, burial, and resurrection recognized? Many don't see it because they have never been shown. I am limited in time, so cannot go into great detail, but our website offers articles on the Passover in relation to Yeshua. We've already talked about his death and burial. There is a little-known feast associated with the Passover season and celebrated on the first day of the week after the weekly Sabbath during the Feast of Matzah. This little-known feast was associated with the first harvest in Israel. The first harvest was the barley harvest, and the feast was first fruits. Leviticus chapter 23 and verses 10 and 11. Tell the people of Israel, after you enter the land I am giving you, and harvest its ripe crops, you are to bring a sheaf of the first fruits of the harvest to the Kohen. He is to wave the sheaf before Adonai, so that you will be accepted. The Kohen is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. It is on this day, the first day of the week, that Yeshua was seen, or in this account, not seen in the grave. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 1 through 6. After Shabbat, as the next day was dawning, Miriam of Magdala and the other Miriam went to see the grave. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of Adonai came down from heaven, rolled away the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so terrified at him that they trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Yeshua, who was executed on the stake. He is not here, because he has been raised. Just as he said, come and look at the place where he lay." Yeshua is the first fruits of the resurrection. So the Passover season, comprising Passover, the Feast of Matzah, first fruits, were used by Yeshua as a roadmap in accomplishing our redemption. Next time I will talk more about the significance of Passover for all people. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.